In the era of campaign finance reform, political parties continue to look for new ways to raise money. In Michigan and Massachusetts, Democrats are about to issue their own credit cards. They'll join colleges, nonprofit charities, airlines, and other businesses that already use affinity cards to raise cash and build brand loyalty. From Michigan Public Radio, Rick Pluta reports.
When Michigan Democrats show up at their party's presidential caucuses this weekend, they'll be handed both a ballot and a credit card application. Michigan Democratic leaders are using these caucuses to launch the Michigan Democratic Party Platinum MasterCard. The party's executive chair, Mark Brewer, says it's a chance for Democrats to show their party loyalty every time they use plastic.
This card is particularly good for party members and supporters because it's a way for them to contribute money to the Michigan Democratic Party without having to actually reach into their pocket or write a check, because it comes in the form of a rebate, a percentage of the purchases that they make.
Brewer says the Michigan Democratic Party will get 1% of the amount of purchases made on a card. It will also get $45 for each person who signs up for the special card, and a renewal bonus.
Once people start applying for the cards and using them, income will flow to us. So the amount of money we'll make will depend on how vigorously we're able to market it.
Many other groups use affinity cards to raise money. The NRA has one. So does the Sierra Club. It's not even the first time a political party has offered a credit card. The Republican National Committee offered one up until about 2 years ago. RNC officials say they discontinued the card because of the complexities of complying with new campaign finance laws. But fundraising experts say it's those same campaign finance laws that are compelling Democrats to get into the credit card game. The McCain-Feingold Act dried up soft money, that is, unlimited contributions from big donors that went to support campaigns. Michael Bailey, an associate professor of government at Georgetown University, says the new restrictions have been hardest on Democrats. He says Democrats are now using modern marketing techniques to rake in more money in smaller amounts.
That's the way the Democrats are going to have to raise money. I mean, basically, like the Howard Dean model was to say, look, the Republicans can raise money in $2,000 chunks fairly easily. Democrats generally have trouble doing that. So for every contributor who gives $2,000 to the Republicans, the Democrats are going to want to get 10 people to raise $200. Well, with this credit card, maybe you can get 100 people who give you $20, you know, in credit card fees. And maybe that's a good way to make up at least some of the ground.
The rebates will be considered campaign donations, and they will have to be reported to elections officials and counted against donation limits. It would take a shopping spree of over $1 million, though, to exceed the $10,000 cap on donations to political parties. Jason Mankey works at the Beaner's Coffee Shop in Lansing. Mankey is planning to attend the Democratic caucuses this weekend. But he says times will have to be more prosperous before he takes on another credit card.
There's so much credit card debt in my life at this point, I probably shouldn't.
Louise Samalski works for a teachers' union.
I'm not shopping for a new credit card, but I can see why they're doing it. I mean, a lot of organizations do that because of the very economic bonuses that they get. So why not? Why not?
Other state Democratic parties are expected to offer similar credit cards soon. The Democratic National Committee also has plans to offer a credit card and encourage the party faithful to make a political statement every time they charge a shopping spree, a ticket purchase, or a double tall latte. For NPR News, I'm Rick Pluta.